and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on this week's episode, we didn't actually decide what we were going to do.
Nope. I think we're just going to wing it.
So we'll just wing it. But then again, we do have something we have to talk about because it just happened and it went crazy and it's insane and the world is insane.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. Hold on. Wait. I don't know if I'm emotionally prepared for that.
So before we get into that, let's see how things are going. How's Sarah doing? How are you?
Okay. I'm annoyed.
Well, I mean, that's kind of your constant state, isn't it?
Ouch. I mean, a little bit, but ouch. Anyway, no. So today.
Oh, yeah.
So first off, let me start off with the good news. Okay. The good news is
the herpes results came back and it's negative.
I've been cancer free for a year as of yesterday.
Yay.
So anyway, so I was sharing that good news with my coworkers at work. And one of my coworkers was just like, oh my God, that's amazing. Can I buy you lunch? And I was just like, yes. Yes. So she bought me Snarfs and she ordered it for pickup. So I went to
what go. What is Snarfs?
It's a sandwich shop. The closest I can think of for it would be like Penn Station.
Okay.
Back home. So it kind of like that. So she ordered it online, placed it for pickup, and on my lunch, I went to go pick it up. So I get parked and I'm getting ready to open the door to get out of my car when all of a sudden I feel a jolt as my car lurches forward.
You were in the car. Did you get their license plate number?
I didn't get their license plate number. So I got rear-ended. This person backed into me while I was still in the car and then drove away. They didn't even stop to see it, like if they did damage to my car.
Yeah. Which,
thankfully, they didn't. Like, there's just, like, a little scuff on it. No big deal. Like, not the end of the world.
But that's annoying.
But it's really annoying. I'm just like, who does that?
It's almost as bad. Well, that's actually worse. But I was going to say, it's almost as bad as, like, the door dings that people get every now and then.
Yeah.
And, like, that run rampant at my parking lot at the apartment complex I live in. I want to stab someone in the face every time I walk out to my car and I see that there's another freaking ding on my door.
I just
want to kill someone.
I'm just like, pay attention. Like, come on. So like, anyway,
we get it. It's a minor inconvenience for the people that you do it to, but it's still damage to their car and you should do something like leave a note or something.
Exactly.
Because especially, if they do want to get it fixed, then you should pay for it.
Like, at least look at it. Like, stop and see whether or not you actually did any damage.
Yeah.
But they didn't even stop. Like, the only thing that I saw was that they had a Texas license plate and they were like a little black sedan. But I was just like, what the fuck, bro?
That's black on black crime, Sarah.
Oh my God.
Because Sarah's car is black too. And a little black car. That's little black on little black crime.
A little black car on little black car crime. It was awful. Anywho, I'm very sad about that. But otherwise, my car is fine. Miss Dahlia Brambleberry is fine. She's just a little scuffed.
We both have really funny names for our cars because mine is Moira.
Yes. But yours is named after a character in a TV show.
And yours is named after a murderer.
A murder victim.
Murder victim. Okay. Yeah. I don't remember the whole Dahlia Sin there, the Dahlia thing. Yeah. Although there is a drag queen named Dahlia Sin that was on RuPaul's Drag Race, but she was first off, I think. Yeah.
So the other interesting thing that happened, though, to me, recently. Yesterday, I had my first acupuncture appointment.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It was interesting. She put a lot of needles in my ears because apparently that helps with anxiety, I guess.
Okay. I think that if I went for acupuncture, I would just get more anxiety from acupuncture.
That's fair. To be fair, though, I didn't really feel it.
Yeah.
Like, there were a couple of times where I felt it, but majority didn't feel anything.
Yeah, mine's not so much that I'd feel it. It's so much that they'd forget one in.
I can understand that. I can understand that.
Or my body would absorb it.
They don't stick it in that far.
My body would just be like, I want this. Give it to me. And it would suck it in.
My fear was that I was going to move wrong and jam it further into my head or something like that. Just like, oh. But she had, it was really funny because she had one right in between my eyebrows. And so every time I like glanced up at the ceiling, I could like see it poking out of my head.
You were a unicorn for a minute.
For a minute, I was a unicorn, yeah. It was an interesting experience. It definitely, I had a headache when I got there, and it did alleviate my headache.
That's nice.
So, I mean, there's that. But like, as far as anything else, she said it can take a couple of sessions for it to work, much like anything else. So we're just cruising along until then. Thank you. What about you? How was your week?
It was okay. It was long and it felt like everyone was just trying to piss me off this week.
Oof.
Just for whatever reason. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was me. Maybe it was, I don't know. I just felt like everything was annoying me. I only went into the facility one time this week because I had a training session at the other facility that's in Rhode Island. So I didn't have to drive into Quincy too much. So I didn't have to deal with traffic all that much, which was good.
Nice. Love that for you.
It was just like all these emails back and forth and like Teams messages. And it's like, I want to strangle someone sometimes. I have anger issues, I think. I might need to talk to someone about it.
Maybe.
I just wish people, I want people to live up to the standard that I have set on them.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. You can't hold other people to your standards.
Why not?
Because that's not how reality works.
I also finished my first class for my doctorate, and I ended up with a 97.8.
Yay!
So I missed 2.2%.
That's not bad at all.
So 22 points out of 1,000. That's how really not bad. That's how the cookie crumbles, y'all.
That's how the cookie crumbles. Wow. You said y'all.
I know. I don't know what's happening. I need a drink.
Also, okay.
Some psychopath was in my document because there's an emoji and I don't use emojis.
Did you read the message?
I did.
It was a cute message.
Oh, I didn't see it until today. All it says is this is just me being silly because I'm at work and thought I would pop in and see what was happening. Smiley faced, tongue sticking out emoji. Love you.
I sent it today. Because I was at work and that's the other thing that happened at work recently. I'll come back to that. Okay. So at work, we're doing a marketing thing where we're asking people, you know, how they've heard of us. So
the bathroom wall.
Luckily, I haven't gotten that one yet. Also be super weird if somebody was writing LBJ, Presidential Library and Museum, on a bathroom wall somewhere.
For a good time. Second floor.
That's where the restrooms are, so. Anyway, but yeah, so we're doing marketing and I have to enter in the marketing information during the week. And So I was in my documents because it's shared to my email.
Yeah.
And I just happened to see, you know, the document that you created for season 3. And I was just like, oh, well, let me see what's in here. And so I saw where you'd written like your notes for last episode. And then I was just like, I'm gonna leave a little note. So that's what I did.
That's really all I ever do on this. Or if we have links that we need to share in the episode. That's where I save them. So nothing crazy goes in here, except for when we do like our, that one thing where we did our lyrics, guess the lyrics or guess the song from the lyrics thing.
Yes.
That was in here too. So do you want to jump onto the elephant that were, that happened, the sociopaths?
Wait. Cause I have to tell you about my.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then we can do that. So I got my 60-day evaluation at work, and she told me, my boss told me, that this was the first time that she'd written one for exceeds expectations, because she's like, everybody usually just meets expectations and their performance is satisfactory. And she was like, but that just didn't feel accurate for the level of work that you do for us.
Yeah.
And so, like, my whole little review was basically talking about how much they love me. And I was just like, I'm so excited. So I got a raise. I got a 75-cent raise.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So she was like, you more than deserve this raise. And I was like, thanks. That's amazing. All right.
And they said, Sarah does great on her knees.
Oh, my God. I mean, that is also true, but we don't need to get into that.
I don't know what is going on. My earlobe itches like crazy. It's like I have a mosquito bite or something on it, but I haven't been outside, so I don't know where I would get a mosquito bite.
I don't know. Unless a mosquito snuck into your apartment.
There aren't really. I guess, yeah, there are some. I was like, it's kind of weird.
I was going to say.
Even with Bobo and when taking him outside and walking him, I never really had that many mosquito bites, but there are some, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even remember there being that many mosquitoes when I was there.
It could have been a spider.
It could have been a spider.
I don't know. Well, let's talk about it. This insane, crazy debate that happened last night.
I'm going to be honest. I did not watch it.
I didn't watch it either. I watched some of like the highlights from it, and my biggest thing, like, take, and I wrote this down, my biggest takeaway is neither of these men are fit to be president. However, these are the options that we have. And then I kind of went on to say, for those people that are going to say, no, there are other options, there are other candidates that you can vote for without voting for Joe Biden, my answer to that is not really, because that's not how the system works. That's not how, if you say, I'm just going to vote for someone else, you're essentially giving your vote to the other party, because the GOP is insane. And those maniacs will vote for their party no matter what happens, is right. The issue.
So I guess my question is, have they already done the selection process? Like, they've already chosen who their candidate is? Or are we just seeing, like, you know, some of the debates between the candidates?
So the way that this debate worked was they only included the people that, from like statistics or current polling, would have enough votes to win the election. Like, they had to hit a certain threshold, and based on current polls, and then however, like, the primaries have been going, because there have been the primaries that have been happening, whatever primaries have finished and they've like been chosen based on the primary elections, those are the only people. That's why it was only the dumb one and then the old one.
I mean, they're both old.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm looking here, and
so there is, and that's, I guess that's the thing, the answer to your question is there is still time to switch out for the Democratic person on the ticket, but it's very slim, because there's a lot of places, a lot of states that they have to, the parties have to submit their person by a certain time in August, like before a certain time in August, because that's when they print. I don't know why the fuck we're still printing things out in 2024, but that's where they, that's when they print their tickets, or their, what are they called, voting polls. That's what we'll call it. Sure.
Right. So it looks like the other people who were originally running for the Republican Party presidential candidate all dropped out.
Yeah.
So it is just Donald Trump for nominee of the Republican Party. However, Joe Biden, I mean, he's the presumptive nominee.
Yes, and that's how everybody keeps using it, because he's the president currently. And yeah,
like Dean Phillips dropped out in March. Marianne Williamson is still running, but she has zero delegates. And unless she suddenly gets 1,968, and even then, like, that's just to win the nomination. But Joe Biden still has 3,894. There's also other candidates, apparently, who have 39 delegates, which is interesting, because it doesn't list those other delegates, but it does say, I mean, not those those other candidates, but
yeah,
they do, like, have 39 delegates.
Yeah, like I said, they're not like, no one, everybody hasn't dropped out. Like, he doesn't have as much of a stronghold as the other group does, and that's mainly because the GOP is insane. Like I said, they're freaking crazy. I don't understand them. But I mean, that's just, it sucks. But it's like, the thing that I'm looking at, and the thing that you have to pay attention to, is, and we say it every time, but it's like the lesser of two evils. And the other thing you want to take into account this time specifically is that, and I keep seeing it everywhere, but that the Supreme Court, because there's two people that are like borderline dead on the Supreme Court that need to be moved anyways, that whoever the next president is more likely than not going to be selecting a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court. So that's the thing that needs to change and has to be updated. And the thing that people need to focus on, it's not who fits the most with my, aligns the most with my politics, or aligns the most with my personal beliefs. It's who is going to actually do what they're supposed to do, and not do it because they know that it's going to get them like a win.
Right.
It's annoying. I hate this country.
Same. So I'm looking at this NPR article about the presidential debate. Let me send it to you so you can also look at it.
And before we do that, what really frustrates me is I'm seeing on like TikTok and Instagram and stuff, all these posts where Joe Biden was like talking today, and like the way that he was talking today was amazing. It was great. He sounded great. He sounded succinct. He sounded interesting. Like, he made good points. But yesterday, it's like he sundowned or something.
Right.
So it's like, once you hit a certain time frame, it's hard for him to be cognizant.
Right. It says that the Biden campaign said the president had a cold.
Yeah.
To explain why he sounded so hoarse and weak. But the thing is like, he's 81 years old.
A cold could kill him.
Right?
How old is this trash can?
That's what I'm going to call him from now on, is trash can.
So yeah, the age thing shouldn't be a big issue, because one of them's 81, the other one's 78 or 79.
Right. Like, he's coming to the end as well. But anyway, so one of the things it says in this NPR article is, while neither candidate is the official nominee yet, because the national political conventions haven't happened, it's next to impossible that Democrats would replace Biden. However, because he didn't give a very good debate, they're also kind of looking at it like, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
I appreciate this line. Sometimes the spin don't spin.
Yeah. I mean, there have been some rumblings, and that's kind of the thing that you kind of, it's making it look like the Democratic Party is weak, which is not something that they want.
Right. I mean, it's true, but
yeah.
And
it's also like, I can't remember who said it, but I was watching someone earlier, and they were like, the Democratic Party is always like, they're the underdogs. They're the ones that are always worried that they're not going to win, or worried that they're going to lose. And the only time that they weren't was when it was Hillary Clinton. And that's what happened in 2016. She lost because they were being flippant about it rather than paying attention. So that part of it was me. That wasn't the person that I was talking about. So I don't know. I'm just kind of, it's frustrating. And it's like, why couldn't this Joe Biden that was showing up today to like this this conversation. I don't even, it was like a campaign, this campaign. Why couldn't he be on the stage yesterday? And right. like the part that people are like, well, we're freaking out because is that he looks weak and he looks like he doesn't know what he's doing.
Because he doesn't know what he's doing. He's old as fuck.
I think, I mean, I would say, I wouldn't say that he doesn't know what he's doing. I would say his brain doesn't function as well as it should, because he's been in the game long enough that he does know what he's doing when it comes to politics and legislation. Whether how long it takes him to get there is the issue. And that's what a lot of like the younger voters are going to be looking at, where they're saying it takes him longer to make a decision. It takes him longer to kind of get everything out, and it's going to make the United States look weak. Mm-hmm. My thing, and the other thing that I kind of look at it is, it's not just the president. You have to look at the vice president too, because the president, if something does happen, which it's possible, the vice president will step in, and we have a pretty strong vice president.
Right.
She was very close to getting the nomination to be the president of the United States. And yeah. then the team too, because it's like the president doesn't just make all the decisions. They have an entire team that they rely on to make decisions.
Yeah.
It Ugh. Sucks. I hate them both. I wish we had different choices.
I don't like the fact, like, and the NPR article also points this out, is the format and
kinda
the handoff moderators.
Yeah.
Really well, benefited Trump.
Well, that's also because that's the only way that Trump would do it. He said these are, like, they had to both agree to specifics about the, like, how the debate would run. And this was the only way that they would both attend the debate and be there and talk. I think the best kind of thing that sums it up is the very last sentence in this article. The bottom line is Americans have said they're unhappy with their choices. And in this, the biggest moment of 2024 campaign yet, it was clear why. Because yep. they're both terrible choices. We have a sociopath that only cares about himself and making himself look good, and everyone should bow down to him. And then an old man that sometimes doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah. I like the this where it says they left it to the candidates, talking about the lack of moderation. And with Biden unable to deliver in real time and the moderators declining to, the audience was left with a salad bowl full of rotten eggs and moldy lettuce that passed for facts, because obviously Trump's a liar and all he does is lie about shit. And that's yeah. what he continued to do, is
yeah.
spreading these falsehoods that he couldn't even defend.
But I think the issue with that is it goes back to the party. His party doesn't care. They'll believe anything he says. They'll believe anything he does. It doesn't matter if someone could say, like, there's video evidence of him saying it. People will say, no, he didn't say that. Or, well, that's not what he meant. There's always an excuse. It's very frustrating. It's very stupid. And I don't understand it. And they're always, everybody's like, well, the Democrats are always the same way. They'll be the same way towards. I think, if anything, yesterday shows you the Democrats are not the same way. They'll hold people accountable and say, we don't. Like, this is obvious that we're not happy about our choices, but because this is who we have and what we have to go with, this is what we're going to do. It's right. frustrating.
It's just the other thing that I find extremely frustrating is the fact that Trump is now a convicted felon. And if he becomes the next president of the United States, then felon needs to be taken off all of the jobs. That should not prevent you from being able to get a job now.
Yeah,
because if a felon can become the president, which is the highest job in the United States, and have like security clearance to do that as a felon, whether or not you have a felony should not matter anymore.
Oh, that's the thing. It's like, how are you going to, unless they like, because he's president now, his it gets expunged or whatever, it gets which removed from his
bullshit.
Then he's not going to be, you can't get security clearance. Like that is that specific thing, you have to meet the requirements. There's no way you can get security clearance if you are a felon. That's the requirement. So I don't understand how he's even still able to run for president because he is a convicted felon on 34 counts.
34 counts, including instigating an insurrection. Like, what the fuck, bro?
I don't think that was one of the 34 counts, though.
I thought it was.
No, this was all about falsifying documents and business practice in New York. Those are the only things that have been, like, finalized. Because all of the election interference and stuff, that all got put on hold until the Supreme Court, which made a decision today about the January 6th insurrections. Have you seen that yet?
No.
So they said that the Justice Department overstepped in charging them with a specific charge. It was a 6-3. But what's weird is it wasn't all like right down party lines, it was like all the conservative judges said, like, agreed, and the liberal judges disagreed. The one that was leading the like dissent was Amy Coney Barrett, which is weird. I was watching a video earlier from like Lisa TV or whatever her name is. She's a big TikTok person. She like does the reports and stuff. And she basically said it's because their reasoning for saying that it was the DOJ overstepped their bounds is because there's a specific clause or there's a specific verbiage in the charge where it was talking about falsifying documents or changing documents or damaging documents or destroying documents or something like that. And then it said, or interrupting a official proceeding. And they said, well, because they didn't meet both of these. But I was like, that's what the or means. It doesn't say and, it says or. So it's one of these two things. So the second half of that is applicable to this. And then there was another thing that kind of happened today with the Supreme Court that's kind of crazy. So we can talk about the Supreme Court for a second, too. They overturned since the 80s, a ruling that said that if there is a case that is in front of a judge or a lawsuit, that's the word I was looking for, a lawsuit, and it's kind of iffy as the like the specifics about it, then it automatically defers to whoever is a subject matter expert in whatever the lawsuit is. So they changed that and they are now saying it's not they defer to a subject matter expert, it's you defer to a judge. So now, even if it's like something about making a call on whether a drug is being used properly or whether a drug can be used for something and someone brings a lawsuit against it and a judge says no, even if it says, well, we have all of these statistics from this scientific data that shows that it's fine, if the judge says no, the answer is no, because the judge is the final call.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's insane. This country is crazy. I need to move to Canada like yesterday.
Ugh, disgusting. I hate it here. And it's not just that, though. I feel like there was something else that was really bothering me. Let me see. Hold on. My internet's being a little laggy, so one second.
It's probably going to be a short episode today because I also need to eat and we just got our food.
Oh, that's fair. That's reasonable. I saw something. I don't remember where it is now, but I saw something saying that a Danish man who raped a 12-year-old won a competition to be in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Represent his country in the Olympics. But Sha'Carri Richardson was denied entry into the Olympics last year because of marijuana usage. Yeah. So I'm just like, and like Denmark is one of the more liberal countries in the world. In fact, it's considered one of the happiest countries in the world. So the fact that like that's a thing, that he raped a 12-year-old girl and he still gets to represent his country is just real gross.
And I don't know the specifics about it, but is it like there's pending charges or like he's...
My understanding was that he was convicted.
That's insane if that's true.
Right. So I'll have to find it again because I don't want to like swear to that on a stack of Bibles or anything like that. But
speaking of Bibles.
Oh, God.
Well, there's two things. The Louisiana? Which one was it?
I don't know.
The Ten Commandments.
Very different states. Oh, the Ten Commandments thing. Oh my God. I don't remember which one it was. Ugh, gross. The thing about religious freedom
Louisiana.
Is you have freedom to practice your own religion, not the freedom to force your religion on other people.
So it's Louisiana just passed a law that says all public schools have to put up a copy of the Ten Commandments in their school, in their classrooms.
Why? We are not a Christian country.
But that's not the only thing that happened this week. So just, I think it was last night or yesterday, Oklahoma State Superintendent, the same person that said all those terrible things about transgender kids, when that one transgender kid, what was their name, Sarah? We talked about them.
Nix,
yes.
I think.
When that all happened, the same person said that they reviewed all of their legislature and stuff, and now schools are required to teach the Bible in history class.
Why?
Because their laws say that they can.
Nix. It was Nix Benedict.
Nix, yes.
I just...
So it's like they're obviously just going to, I don't understand why they keep doing it, because they keep getting sued about it, and it's just causing the taxpayers to pay more money. And they're basically just doing it to say that they did something, and they're like, look, we did it. And it's not our fault that someone sued us and we can't do it now. It's like, it's separation of church and state. That's a thing that happens. That's a thing that should be upheld because it's part of our constitution. Stop fucking with it and go away. I saw something in my a video yesterday or the other day that was a Queens Who Like to Watch with Trixie and Katya, and a movie, one of the movies that they are watching, or TV series, I don't remember which, she said, go kick rocks with open-toed shoes.
Yep.
Like, that's what I want to tell people from now on. Go kick rocks with open-toed shoes. And that's the name of this week's episode.
Yep. I hate it here. Anyway, well, that was a very uplifting episode for us. I feel uplifted.
Well, we can talk about what we're planning on doing from or going forward, where in some of these episodes where I don't think that's the thing we need to figure out is, are we going to do it every episode? Like, we'll take like a 20 minutes to talk about the show, or so let me clarify. So we had a conversation via Facebook Messenger between the two of us. And I asked Sarah if we wanted to do part of, like, include in the episodes where we review or talk about a TV series. So we've decided, so we're going to go ahead and announce it here, that we will be watching and reviewing Bones. So the question is, Sarah, are we going to watch an episode every episode and dedicate like 15 to 20 minutes to every episode, to it in every episode, or is it like once a month we'll watch like four episodes and talk about it?
I think that for sanity purposes, once a month might be better.
Yeah.
Than doing it every week. I feel like that might get exhausting real fast.
Yeah. So. Although I really love to binge watch shows, and we're watching Veep now. I love that. It's so fun. It's so funny.
I'm currently watching Bridgerton, and I would normally binge it, except that I got Nick into it. So now it's become our show. So now we watch it together. I can't watch it without him.
Yeah. See, that's the issue I'm running into, because Ryan and I are both watching it together because he really likes Julie Louis-Dreyfus. So I can't binge watch it. We watch like 3 or 4 episodes a night.
And we usually watch 1 to 2 episodes. So we have 3 episodes of this series left, and like of this particular season, and I am dying.
See, that's my thing too, because it's like I want to watch it and get it, like, watch it all, because I'm a very much, what is that word? What am I thinking of, Sarah? Instant gratification. I like instant gratification. Fair. And when I start something, I want to be able to finish it.
Right.
But Ryan does this thing where he's here tonight, so he's wandering around. He does this thing where he gets bored with it and wants to take a break. And I don't like that. I don't want to take a break. I want to get through it all.
See, I'm kind of in the middle. I don't want to watch all of it, but when I'm really invested in something, I want to be able to watch as much of it as I want when I want.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing. Don't get me wrong, though. I enjoy watching it with him. I get a lot more enjoyment out of watching it with him because I like us reacting to it in real time. But yeah, it does get a little annoying because like I'm dying. I want to see the other episodes, but I have to wait.
Which I think that makes more sense because it's going to get crazy for me right now anyways, because I'm going to start two classes next week. So I'm going to be a lot busier because I'm going to have double the homework and schoolwork and stuff.
Yep.
But the good thing about the next two classes, and let me double check what they are. Good thing about them is I know a lot about both of them, like both of the topics. So it should be relatively easy for me. Knock on wood. It's diversity, equity, and inclusion in educational context. So I guess the educational context portion of it is part of it that I don't know. I kind of will learn. And then ethics and accountability and leadership are the other classes. And they start on July 3rd.
Woot woot. I just came across something. Somebody tweeted saying they should have just done hot ones and whoever lived can have it for the yes. debate.
I love
and
that.
I'm a little here for that, actually.
There was something, like there were some, these are my favorite tweets about the debate last night. Let me see if I can find it real quick. So vamp while I'm looking for it. Or don't, Sarah, just sit there in silence. That's totally fine. That works for me too. Jeez.
I'm sorry, I got distracted. I missed part of what you said.
I said there's tweets that are going, that were like, these are my favorite tweets from last night. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna look for them. And I told you to vamp, but you're not vamping. So I'm having to look and vamp at the same time.
Equality is everyone getting a pair of shoes. Diversity is everyone getting a different pair of different type of shoe. Equity is everyone getting a pair of shoes that fits. Acceptance is understanding we all wear different kinds of shoes. And belonging is wearing the shoes you want without fear of judgment. I don't have that with you.
That's rude.
I'm kidding. You're much more understanding now. But when we were growing up, Ryan would literally make me go change because he would say, "You are not wearing that outfit. Absolutely not. You turn around, you go change." And we wouldn't go anywhere until I would go and change.
Yeah, that's true.
So, because he's very judgmental about fashion.
Okay, I found it.
I'm not very fashionable.
So I found it, and it's from Brut, B-R-U-T, period. And it says, funniest tweets about the 2024 presidential debate. And I'll link this to the episode. The first one is from Meghan McCain, whose father is Joe McCain. John McCain? John McCain. Well, it was. He passed away a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. This is the most stressful debate I've ever watched. And my parent was a nominee against Obama. Hashtag debate night. One of them from someone named Ginny Hogan says, okay, if you don't live in the U.S., please turn the debate off. This is our private family humiliation, and we'd all prefer if you do not stare.
That's true.
And then Kang Uru says, look, I like both of these candidates. I just think we need somebody older.
Oh, my God.
Josh Gondelman? Godelman? Gondelman? I think it's Gondelman. G-O-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. Says, you have the morals of an alley cat is like something you sing about the Grinch.
It's true.
Yeah. Drew Janda says, Biden, look, the fact is we don't. Look, here's the deal. And this is no fooling. And then Trump says there are 10 billion Guatemalans attacking the Lincoln Memorial right now.
What?
So it's like the juxtaposition between one person that like can't string a sentence together and then one person that's just telling a whole bunch of lies. Yeah. And then another one by someone named Only Fox with two X's says me looking at the only two options for the president. And then it's just someone with their head down, their hand on their face with like a bunch of cigarettes in their mouth.
Yep. I'm going to be real honest. I don't know if I'm going to survive another Trump presidency.
I don't understand how the United States will.
I'm just being real honest. Like, I cannot guarantee that I will not just die.
I mean, if you do take people out with you.
I'm just saying, if you want to form a suicide pact,
I don't believe in suicide. not that it doesn't happen, just that I don't.
Like, what does that mean?
I would never do it myself.
Oh, I absolutely would, but I've also been trying to for the majority of my life. That's what I mean.
We've talked about it before. I personally think my mindset is it's more of a selfish way to do something, to go about something, because you're only thinking about yourself in the minute and you're not thinking about the effect that it's going to have on your family. You're not thinking about the impact that it's going to have on them and like what they're going to have to deal with, their emotions and the time. That's not a conversation we need to have right now, Sarah. We need to move on. What are you doing this weekend?
Wait a minute.
We need to move on. This is not a conversation we need to have. We need to wrap this up because I need to eat. My food's getting cold.
This weekend, I'm just working. I'm just working this weekend. I don't think I'm doing anything exciting for the next couple of weeks because I am broke.
Next week is the 4th of July. Are you doing anything with
the polycule?
Yeah.
I need to text them and see if we are doing anything, because I don't know of anything that we would be doing.
Or Nick or Horace or your roommates.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask. I haven't asked yet. What about you? You doing anything exciting?
No, not really. I'm a very big homebody. And like I said, I have my school stuff. So this week, I'm just going to kind of relax, edit this podcast, relax, and then just get ready for start of next week, because next week's going to be crazy. Because not only do I have the school going on, but I also have a project that's going into its second stage. There's a lot of stuff going on at work that I'm working on that's taking up a lot of time. And then that's it. And then just not only like do I have my regular daily job, but I have all these other projects and stuff that we're now getting roped into and starting.
Right.
And one project that, like I said, it's moving into like the second phase of like three phases. So it's going to be crazy busy.
Sounds
and then
like
July 9th, the 9th, is that when it was?
Don't know.
We have our recording with One Nothing podcast.
Yes, we do. I'm very excited.
So I will link them in our the description of this podcast this week. I don't know why I'm trying to spell it out. It's literally right there. But we are going to be recording with One Nothing Podcast. I don't know exactly what the actual episode title is or anything like that. And she said she was. So Amanda from One Nothing Podcast said that she was going. She will send me the link and stuff closer to the podcast date. Let's see. So yes, the 9th, so 6 Eastern time is when we're going to do the recording.
Nice. I'm very excited.
And I don't remember what system she said she uses, but they use a different system. So they don't use Zoom.
Oh my God. I just read something really funny. It said, I want to go to Texas in August. How's the weather there around that time? And this person responded with, have you ever been cremated? It's accurate. That's accurate. I can attest to that now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you go eat. I am going to get real high and enjoy my evening.
Okay. Well, so I guess we're ready to call it a podcast.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. A very political episode, apparently.
Very.
If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment, and don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you'd like to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. And then feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we do not come up on the search, then we're not on that platform. If there is something specific you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. You can also visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com. Or you can call and leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you'd like us to discuss. Our phone number again is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening. We hope you have a great week, since this will be coming out on Monday. Sarah, have a good weekend. Have fun at work.
I will. You enjoy your dinner and your schoolwork.
Thankfully, this weekend I don't have anything, so.
There we go.
I can just relax.
There you go. You relax. Enjoy it.
All right. Bye, everybody.